פרק שומת משנה גימו. השותפים שתורמים זה על זה. We have two partners that own a certain amount of produce, and each one took off truma without asking permission from the other one. If he asks permission, he's a shliach, and he doesn't. But here, they rely on the fact that the shutfim they took off the entire truma. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, truma shneim truma. He says that without having explicit permission to take off the truma on the entire thing, each one only has the right to take off truma on his. So basically, if a person took off a certain quantity of truma, only half of what he took off will be truma and half of the produce, and the other person has half of what he took will be truma on his half of the produce. Chachamim disagree, and they say no, it's understood that shutfim rely on one another, and if you did not get explicit permission, and therefore the first one took truma for the whole thing, that works for the whole thing. That is the Chachamim's opinion. Rabbi Yosi Aimer, and Torah and Harishon Kishir, and Truma Tashene Truma. The way the Rambam seems to learn is Rabbi Yosi is explaining that as a Chachamim, because he passes like Rabbi Yosi also, and he says that if the first one took off the full truma, then we say that the second one relied on him, and even if the second one took off truma later, because he didn't know that the first one took off the truma, then we say that the first one's truma is truma, the second one is not truma. But in Loitar Marishan Kashir, the first one did not take off truma for the entire amount, so we see that he's not taking off the truma for both of them. He's not taking off his chelik, then truma is shani truma, then the second person's truma is truma on his chelik. So basically, that's the way passing like the Chachamim, that by partners, we assume that if one took off truma for both of them, it works. But if we see that he didn't take off for both of them, then each one takes off independently.